Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You are listening to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Shiraz, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very noble and informative and beautiful hadith, which has been narrated from Imam Ali alayhi salam regarding the stability of states and what leads to governments and states being stable and lasting long. What causes their subsistence? Or conversely, we can learn from this hadith, what leads to the downfall of governments and states? If they don't practice what the Imam has mentioned here, they will fall and they will terminate. Imam Ali alayhi salam says, "The greatest of the rights that the glorified Allah has made obligatory on man is the right of the ruler over the ruled and the right of the ruled over the ruler." So both the ruler and the ruled, they both have rights with respect to one another. In continuation, the Imam says, "So if the ruled, meaning the governed, the people, the masses, if they fulfill the rights of the ruler, and conversely, and the ruler fulfills their rights, the rights of the governed, the rights of his people, you know, then the truth attains the position of honor among them. The ways of religion become established, the marks of justice affirmed, the traditions and practices get implemented correctly, current times improve, the continuance of the state is desired, and the ambitions of the enemies are thwarted." So in this hadith, right, even though in the beginning of our program, we mentioned this as the reasons for the stability of the states, in fact, this is actually a hadith about the rights of rulers and the ruled. And what happens when both of these parties, these two parties in this transaction, you might say, when they follow there and observe each other's rights, what happens? One of the consequences and one of the benefits of this is that the government lasts long. It remains, it subsists. Nobody rebels against the government, right? You know, nobody rebels against the government, or no external force comes and, you know, kind of overthrows that government, right? But a lot of other effects and consequences have been mentioned here for this respect, this mutual respect that these two parties give to one another's rights, right? The justice is established, obviously. Traditions and practice gets implemented, yes. The times improve, obviously. Economic times, social, you know, maladies disappear, and these kind of things. The current times improve. You know, the ways of religion become established, yes. You know, so all of these are the effects and consequences of these, this respect that these two parties show one another. The final thing that the Imam mentions is that the continuance of the state is desired, and the ambitions of the enemy thwarted, right? Because obviously one of the rights of this ruler is that the people support him if an external enemy comes and attacks, right? One of his right is that these people should protect the state, protect him and as well as the state, right? So if they follow his rights, obviously the ambitions of the enemies who seek to overthrow the government will be thwarted. That's probably why in another similar hadith, the Imam says, "Nothing fortifies states like justice." Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the reason for the stability of states in the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Until next time, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Shiraz, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.